by God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. There's a natural order. There's a spiritual order. Your healing is not after the natural order. Just like medicine, you know, someone that's on medication, whether to quiet symptoms, control symptoms, or to heal ultimately their body, they have to stay on the medication. Amen. Can't take it once and say, you know what I mean? Well, the word is medicine. Amen. But see, it's not a natural medicine. The word speaks to your spirit. And once your spirit is full of that medicine, it goes into the body. And then the body has to yield to your spirit. Oh, I wish I had some help up in here. See, you got to understand the ways of God. God works through the spirit. You can be trying all the medication that there is and nothing work. But then get a hold of God's word and start decreeing God's word. Start speaking God's word. Let God's word be your diet. Let God's word govern your life. Let God's word saturate your physical body, your mind, and your spirit. After a while, you become that word. The word becomes flesh. Well, I wish I had some real help up in here today, but whether y'all help me or not, I'm stirred. You know what? You can speak the word. And see, this is over all of your life. Everything at any time. If you get developed in God's word, hello, I said, if you allow the word to get developed in your spirit and your mind, I'm not talking about mind over matter. I'm talking about the reality of life. My word is spirit and it's life. That's why we got the edge. That's why we have the advantage over somebody in the world. They don't have access like we have access. They don't have access to truth or life like we have access. That's why you got to stir yourself. Don't let the devil trick you and you act like a mere mortal. Like you have no access to the throne. Like God is not God. Like he doesn't own the earth and the fullness thereof. Like there's no provision for you. Well, you know, the economy. Bump the economy. God has an economy. And his currency is not money, but his faith. Well, you know what they say. Who are they? I haven't figured out who they are yet. Ask somebody, who are they? You know they say. They're probably a child of the devil. Come on. Tell somebody, stir yourself up. Come on, tell them, stir your bad self up. Number two is the spirit of hindrance. Hindering spirits. Spirits that try to hinder you. These are those rascals that set roadblocks. They try to refuse to let you pass. I remember, Brother Ernest remembers, Pastor remembers, Brother John Olson remembers when we went to that auction for that property. Can I testify? And Brother Watson remembers too. Right away, you know, we had 30 days. We were able to get it in our possession through the auction, which I know was a move of God, too. Remember that gentleman that was there? It was only one person that was bidding against us, but he looked like he owned Saudi Arabia or something. I mean, literally. Am I telling the truth? I got two witnesses. He looked like a sheik. This guy was dressed with all his white. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, there's only one beard in the gizzard. But who is this guy? But I believe with all my heart that when we got to a certain limit, our limit, that God shut his mouth. God stopped him. He was probably just looking for something to throw some money into as a shelter or whatever. I don't know. But God shut his mouth. Because, see, he knew this property was for the kingdom. And that we were the ambassadors there representing him. Even though that man probably had more money you could shake a stick at. But he didn't go away with the property. When we got the property, I left down 95 going home rejoicing. I was just like on cloud nine, just wondering, Lord, what has just happened here? And then reality set in. You got 30 days to pay for this, or it's going back on the auction block. I mean, that was reality knocking at the door, huh? But you know, I'm mindful all the time. I said, well, if God brought us this far, if God put this property in our hands, now I know he didn't put it in our hands to take it back from us. So he's got to have a way. Tell somebody, stir yourself up. If God has brought you this far, if God has blessed you thus far, then don't think that he's wanting you to go back. He's got another way. He's got another plan. He's got something in the wings. You just have to stir yourself up. Oh, hallelujah. Well, we went to the first bank, and it looked good because we were, you know, putting businesses together, and there was plenty of financials. Everything was in order, good credit and everything. You know what? The bank wouldn't accept it. We struggled with them for a good while. You know, time is ticking out on us now. We said, all right, bump the bank. We eventually said, you know, I'm saying it that way, but that was our spirit. Forget these folks. They just don't seem to want to work with us. One day they'll be working for us. I don't say that facetiously. I say that seriously. It's coming a time where the kingdom of God is going to finance itself, where the world is going to be coming to the kingdom of God. We went from there. So we said, you know what? We got our first, we did this first building on a bond issue. Let's try them. So we got in contact with them, and they started going through a whole bunch of financials, and they were hee-hawing. You know how they people hee-haw with you? They tell you one thing, and then you don't hear from them. You got to get a hold of them. And then they tell you another thing, and you don't hear from them. And then you got to get a hold of them. And so we knew they were hee-hawing. So we said, bump them too. Now, we had raised, you many of y'all remember, we had raised X amount of money, and we didn't have. And one morning, because we had a realtor, this guy that we didn't even know real well, we had him as a liaison. Well, because I was praying fervently every morning about this, and one morning the Lord said, I want you to speak to the FDIC. And the first thought I had is, Lord, I don't even know the language. I don't know how to talk to these folk. You know, what questions do I ask them? What can I tell them? Yeah, I don't, you know, I felt intimidated. I really did. But I knew God had spoken to me. I got the guy's number in Dallas. I'm just testifying. I got the guy's number in Dallas. I called him one morning and just told him who I was. And, you know, he understood. You know, he knew the project because he was in control of the project. And so we kind of made friends in a sense. And we had X amount in the bank, and I said, we're transferring this amount, you know, into you guys' account. But then I told him, you know, after I talked to him about the second or third time, I said, you know, we have pretty much maxed out. I said, you know, the church is really giving toward this, and I know what it was initially, the cost was, and I know what we got it at auction for. But I said, honestly, is there a way that, you know, we could work with you and maybe even pay it off? We'll pay it off in a year's time. And he said, no, Pastor Banks, I'm sorry. That's not the way that we operate here. But he said, I'll tell you what I do. He said, let me talk to my partners, and I'll get back with you. And, you know, there was a little ray of hope. Because I was, you know, show me anything. Because I know God ain't bring us this far. There's got to be a way. Bump the bank, bump the bond issue, bump everybody. So I talked. So one day I was coming home, bringing my son home from school, and the guy called me on my cell. He said, Pastor Banks, this is so-and-so with the FDIC. He said, listen, I've talked to my partners, and we've decided that we would be willing to sell you the property, what was it, $250,000? For $250,000. Because I had told him we had raised X amount and that we were kind of maxed out. And he said, if you can come up with this amount. And, you know, God had given us such favor that he didn't even put a time limit on it. He said, if you can come up with this amount, then we will be, you know, because I felt like God had put in their heart, they didn't want to keep that property. They wanted to get rid of it. They wasn't going to put it back on the auction block or nothing. They had the buyer here, and it was us. It was for us. It was for God's house. Hello? God wasn't going to let it go nowhere else. Amen? And you know what? I think it was about 6 months had transpired. It was in June, I think, we went down there, right? July, August, September, October, November, and December. This was December. Now, after a month, it goes back on the auction block. But this was 6 months, still in our name. I still had that stack of papers. I came to the church. Some of y'all remember, I came to church that Sunday morning. I said, listen, this is what they told me before I could even finish. My go-to guy stood up in the back and said, Apostle, that means we need X amount of dollars, right? He said, I'll be the first to give this. I said, we'll give this. And then we had other people, just like we had this morning, just stand up and say, boom, 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 like popcorn. We had the amount. We sent it to them. I remember in January 27, we were in Detroit doing a summit. And I went and checked the email and got an email from the FDIC and said, this package, this property is closed. We will be sending you all the paperwork. It is bought and sold, paid for. It belongs to you. What the property that was $1,357,000, God dropped it in our lap for $250,000. Tell me God won't do that for you too. Come on, somebody. That's shouting ground right there. Hallelujah. We ought to have a testimony service. I tell you, that's what God did. I've been riding on cloud nine ever since. If God will start you out like that, how this thing gonna end up? It's not gonna diminish. It's gonna get better and better. It's gonna increase more and more. But I know there were times that we had to stir ourselves and remind yourself, God brought me out. He didn't bring me out to die here. He didn't bring me out to halfway finish something. He didn't bring me out to make me ashamed. He didn't bring me out to be a laughing stock of somebody. But when you feel like that, when you feel hindered, when you feel intimidated, that's time to get that long spoon out and go down to the bottom of the Kool-Aid jug and start stirring the stuff up on the bottom of the jug. Till everything gets sweet again.
We are continuing in part 29 of The Faith Crisis, Stir Up the Gift. Ephesians 4:26 declares, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. The enemy tries to lure you with the spirit of provocation. This comes to irate, to bother, and ultimately provoke you. If this strategy fails, he then will attempt to lure you with a critical spirit. The enemy comes to pass judgment against you and to disapprove of you. If you hold your peace and allow the Lord to fight this battle, God will not allow these spirits to reproduce against you. The Bible says that no weapon formed against you will prosper. The plans of the enemy will fail time and time again when we stir up the gift.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.